This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I apologize. My voice is just a little tiny bit strained. You know, the cats and dogs were going pee-pee and poo-poo house, so I must have yelled at them for something. I really don't know how. I got a Golden Knights game later on today, and I need my voice to, I'm going to finally go to my first Golden Knights game. They did so awesome last year. Well, here's the thing. The tickets were kind of expensive. I mean, I don't know how everybody's getting the free tickets. I mean, I know how, but I don't, you know, we doctors aren't allowed to get free stuff anymore. We're not allowed even to get a pen. No one's allowed to buy us lunch. Yet it seems like every other industry is able to get, you know, free tickets. And so everybody and their mother has gone to Golden Knights, and a lot of people have bought tickets. And it's a great arena. T-Mobile Arena's gorgeous. It's going to be a fantastic game tonight. I'm really excited. It's just I'm a little frustrated that, the tickets are kind of costly. And people go, well, you're local. So if you're local, you should be able to get a break. No, it doesn't happen. Now, there used to be local breaks for Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, you would get half-price hotel rooms. You know, that's kind of something that I think any hotel should do in any city, whether you're in Omaha or Wichita or whatever. You have a tourism industry already within your state. And what you do, which Vegas is famous for doing, except I'm not really hearing about the local, you know, rates anymore, is if you have a weekend and you don't really have time or money to go out of town, but you want to treat yourself and pretend to be on vacation, you do a staycation where, you know, locals will get a certain rate off, cheaper rate, maybe half price, whatever, coupons off dinner, coupons off a show. And you could basically vacation in your own state. Omaha could do the same thing. They got some really cool hotels there. Have nice dinner. Free movie. You know, when you come in, you know, you have the movies that you could buy, right? So you could do room service, a movie, date night in a hotel. And that's a great staycation package. It's just something that I think is something that's really underutilized. And so shows used to be that way. I remember Siegfried and Roy, there was a locals price of $80 a ticket. Now, that was in the 90s, and I was, you know, a college student. I couldn't afford that, so I never went, and now I'm really kicking myself because I could have, you know, seen Siegfried and Roy, which you can't do now. So the Golden Knights are playing Winnipeg Jets. I'm really excited. It's going to happen tonight, and we're going to finally get to see you know, our Golden Knights in action, and I mean, it is a show. I mean, you got, you know, the fireworks, and you got the entertainment, and everybody and their mama's there, and everyone's doing selfies, and it's kind of exciting stuff. And, you know, I do want to make a comment about selfies. I find it very, very fascinating how I just look around now, you know, like with the snow, you know, Vegas just had snow. And, by the way, today we took the snow day. There was no snow day yesterday, but there was a snow day today. And the sun's out, and the snow's melting, but apparently we have a snow day today. I don't know. They thought that the roads would be icy. I don't know. Vegas just doesn't seem to, like, you know what to do with snow. So anyway, we have a snow day, and it's completely sunny. So me and the kids are going to go hiking or something. I don't know what we're going to do. But when the snow happened, everybody was spending so much time taking pictures. You know, and posting, you know, their videos on social media, that we kind of turned into a show-off society. I don't know if you guys know that. Now everybody is showing off everything. They're showing off their car. They're showing off their lunch. I mean, gosh, every day I see pictures of what people are eating for lunch. I don't understand what the fetish is on that. I don't like really care what you're eating for lunch. I mean, I get your report card. I get that. I get even your paycheck. I could understand why people are taking a picture of their paycheck. But taking a picture of their lunch, I just don't get that. But they do. They do. And, you know, when I was growing up, I remember my parents, especially my dad, you know, say, don't show off. Nobody likes to show off. And I agreed. I would get good grades and I would get awards and I'd be like, yeah, look at me, look at me. And, you know, my parents are like, look, people don't want to look at you. Okay? Okay? Nobody wants to look at each other. Everybody wants to just mind their own business. Okay? Don't stand out. And now it's like a complete 180-degree turn. It is all about standing out. It is all about showing off what you're doing. You know, I just finished my third book. I wrote this one with my mommy. And it's on online dating. And it's a great book. Go to our website at drdahlia.com. It's a baby boomer's guide to online dating. You know, to help baby boomers out there figure out, you know, how to navigate, you know, what's new and, you know, how to be careful of scams. Because if you're new to the dating scene, you are vulnerable to predators out there. And so we kind of go through, you know, STDs, all that stuff. What to do with the kids who don't want you to date. So all that stuff we kind of put in the book. And, I promoted it. You know, I was just on Justin Barkley, WOOD Radio, West Michigan Live. Shout out to him and John Elk. Real good guys over there with iHeart. And they had me come on the show and I promoted it. So we're in the stage now or the age now of kind of just putting yourself out there and showing off and making yourself known. And as somebody, you know, who's business minded and, you know, really well versed in PR and marketing, I think it's a good thing, even for you folk out there that don't like to be in the public eye. And I get why you don't like to be in the public eye. I get that. You know, bad things seem to happen to people in the public eye. You know, criticism, things like that. But if you're in a job that's kind of vulnerable and you need to get a new job later, or you're single, you know, sometimes you having a profile that you manipulate, that you design, that you choreograph, that people see is something that I think you need to spend some time doing. And it's like a social media makeover. It's something I'm excited about. I love doing. I should do that as a job. But you're going to see some Golden Knight pictures tonight. I just expect it on my Facebook and Twitter because I'm going to be so psyched that I'm at a game. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
There's like no snow outside. I mean, it was it. It was gone. I know everybody else across the country is like sick of the snow, but I mean, we got just a little taste. Just got a couple little flecks on our tongue, and we got some good snow. I thought we got about 4 or 5 inches in my neighborhood. Although I don't really know how you guys measure it. How I measure it is I stick my finger, but I find like where there's a big heap of it. And then I stick my finger in it, and I go, okay, well, you know, because my finger is 1 inch, 2, 3. My finger is about 3 inches long. So if I could stick my finger, that goes in the whole hand. That was about 3, 4, went up to like half my hand. That's about 4 or 5 inches to me. But I don't think they measure. They're going to probably say, oh, they just got a half an inch. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, who has a toboggan to work, can I say? Because they get a lot of snow. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys do listen to the show. I know. I thank you for doing that. Thank you. And sometimes it's not live, and so you will call in and leave the comments on the answer line. So let's go to that now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Is real cloth diapers, and people use it either because their babies have allergies or because they're concerned about the environment. So that's why you would get a diaper service. You'd ask that question, what would you do with it? It's not for disposable diapers. It's for real cloth diapers like they use in the old days, and they wash them and clean them and bring them back for you. So that's the answer to that rhyme. Okay, have a good day.
Well, thank you. Sorry, I wish I could talk to you live. Thank you. Yeah, sorry, that was my stupid. Yeah, I forgot what the diaper service was for. That's right, the diaper service was for cloth diapers, not to pick up the stinky diapers. I'm a big fan of cloth diapers, by the way. I love the idea of cloth diapers. I don't like that we expose our kids to plastics and Velcro, although Pampers used to have that sticky, you know, that sticky, and then I think they kind of turned it a little Velcro-y. I don't like the whole plastic diaper thing because, again, I'm just worried about all the chemicals we expose to the kids. And, I mean, my kids would take off their old diaper. You know, I mean, you know, that potty. And one was constipated, so it had pebbles. And then he's like, okay, well, it's dirty. And he would just rip off his own diaper. And then the little pebbles would go all over the place. And, like, you keep your diaper on. And they were just too easy to remove. Cloth diapers, I mean, you really have to kind of tie, so, you know, safety pin, I don't know what the heck. And it does save a lot of money. Diapers get expensive. I remember when I first had my kids, at a baby shower, my friends bought me newborn diapers. And the newborn diapers are really tiny, you know, because they're for the little tissues. And my kids were kind of small. They were 6 pounds and 7 pounds. I mean, not the biggest babies, but, you know, 6 and 7 pounds. But I'm like, guys, okay, look at mama's butt. Everybody look at my butt. They're like, oh, it's a big butt. I go, what makes you think that I'm going to be giving birth to babies that have a butt that's going to fit a newborn size? Where's the extra large? Oh, we forgot. Well, put two together. You cannot put two diapers together. It won't work. So, you know, the babies are born, and what I purposely did is to use them up. I doubled. I was like, okay, are you wet? No, I'll just change it anyway. Because you want to know what one of my things are, one of my little obsessions is? Viggo Mortensen. No, I'm not obsessed. I still haven't seen his new movies. I'm not obsessed with him. Or Michael Fassbender. I think he's hot, but no obsession. One thing that I probably could put in my psychological file, if I ever make one on me, is I don't like to waste anything. I can't stand wasting anything. Now, I don't know if it's because my grandparents grew up in the Depression, and then my mom and dad would make us feel guilty if we left food on our plate. But growing up poor and having family who was poor, you just felt guilty having something that you didn't use. And so I will either keep it or donate it or whatever. And so I just don't like, you know, like, so I got these, like, little newborn outfits from friends that were, like, gorgeous, just gorgeous. And my kids were too big to wear them. And I just found that really unsettling that I had something that I couldn't use. It just, you know what I mean? And so I donated them, but it's still, you know, and again, donations do satisfy that, but it's like, it just, I don't know, it's just something that, you know, it's like if I buy a lot of toilet paper, I will start using more and more toilet paper, just subconsciously, because I don't like to have extra toilet paper sitting around, but I also don't like to be out of toilet paper. I don't know. It's just me. You know? I don't know. It's something that I... No, there's no medication for that. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was interesting. Did you guys hear about this? China bars millions of people from travel for, quote, social credit offenses. So if you forget to pay a fine in China, you get punished by not being able to buy an airline ticket. They say would-be air travelers. Yeah, this is when government really gets involved and up in your business. Would-be travelers were blocked from buying tickets 17.5 million times last year under a controversial social credit system. The ruling Communist Party says will improve public behavior. Some 5.5 million people were barred from buying train tickets, according to the National Public Credit Information Center. In an annual report, it said 128 people were blocked from leaving China because they were behind on their taxes. Huh, they probably didn't want them to leave the country, defect, whatever. They say the ruling party says penalties and rewards under social credit will improve order in a fast-changing society. They say 3 decades of economic reform has shaken up social structures. Markets are rife with counterfeit goods and fraud, they say. And they say the system is in part by efforts of President Xi Jinping's government to use technology from data processing to genetic sequencing and facial recognition to tighten control. Facial recognition, that's some scary stuff. Authorities have experimented with social credit since 2014 in areas across China. So basically, points get deducted if you break the law, if you walk a dog without a leash. Now, human rights activists say the social credit is too rigid and might unfairly label people as untrustworthy without telling them that they have lost status or how to restore it. Now, of course, Mike Pence criticized it as an Orwellian system, right? 1984. Premised on controlling virtually every facet of human life. Now, I guess the ruling party says they're going to have a nationwide social credit system in China in place by 2020. So possible penalties will be they'll restrict your travel, business, access to education. There's a slogan repeated in state media that says, once you lose trust, you will face restrictions everywhere. That's scary stuff. Am I the only one freaked out about that? They say companies on the blacklist can lose government contracts or access to bank loans. That's according to thestate.com. Offenses penalized under, quote, social credit last year range from failure to pay taxes to false advertising to violating drug safety rules, the Government Information Center said. Somebody's like, okay, well, you know, those are big offenses. But if they're talking about really walking your dog without a leash, we got some problems here. They say individuals were blocked 290,000 times from taking senior management jobs or acting as a company's legal representative. So they even prevent the type of jobs you could get. Now, how many people live in areas with these social credit systems? We don't know. But it is one facet of efforts that the Communist Party is using to increase their power and to track what the public's doing. I guess it was an initiative dubbed Golden Shield in 2000 to build a nationwide digital network to track individuals. So, I mean, let's look at this. Okay, first of all, people not paying their taxes. Okay, we do have a problem with that. I mean, the statistic is only 50% of the country pays taxes in America. That is a big problem. We have a lot of people not paying taxes who can. I still don't understand what the hell happened with the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston Marathon bombers, why they were receiving government aid, yet you see them working out in a gym. And then they end up, you know, making a bomb, killing people at the Boston Marathon. I don't get that. You know, I mean, we do have a major abusive system. Now, I don't also get how a country can exist that, you know, has this control over people's lives. And it's really scary when you live in a regime like that. But, you know, what is the answer? I mean, you know, here we in America, we want, what do the Democrats want? Free college for everybody and, you know, free health insurance for everybody and free, you know, and I get that. I love the idea of health care, not health insurance for everybody, because I think health insurance doesn't mean you're covered. But, you know, where does the money come from? And then if people don't pay taxes, how do you impose fines? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complex.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His declaration strikes the heart of our founders' concept of America, which demands separation of power.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as Democrats on that side of Congress are moving forward this afternoon with a resolution against President Trump's emergency declaration of a crisis at the border with Mexico so he can get funding for the wall he wants.
The president's declaration clearly, again, violates Congress's exclusive power of the purse.
The bill House Dems hope to pass would terminate the president's emergency declaration, but the bill will probably not pass the Senate. All Southwest Airlines flights nationwide were grounded for a while this morning as the airline was dealing with a computer issue that started just before 7 a.m. Eastern Time. They've resolved the computer issue, but there are residual delays. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some breaking news here. Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged with soliciting prostitution in a Florida spa. Now, this isn't tabloid stuff. This is all over. We're looking at this all over the news right now. Wow, Robert Kraft, 77 years old, who owns the Patriot franchise, New England Patriots owner, who spent, I mean, obviously, you know, multiple Super Bowl winning. They are at the top of their game. Apparently now he's going to be on his downfall as he's been charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution at a Florida spa that is allegedly tied to, oh boy, an international human trafficking ring. This is according to police. This was at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Now, he's not been arrested, according to police. Now, the spa is one of 10 that were reportedly shut down in Florida after a 7-month investigation found women in sexual servitude, according to arrest records. About 200 arrest warrants have been issued in recent days, and more are expected. According to Martin County Sheriff Will Snyder, women were forced to live in the spa and were prevented from leaving. Many of the women came from China. You know, that's such a misconception out there that people have, that women in prostitution are doing it on their own volition. Yeah, you have some people trying to make some money on the side and things like that, but the majority of women do not think that they are there because they want to be. The majority of them are there because they're threatened, they're enslaved, and this happens right in your own city. Do not underestimate the degree of the enormous epidemic we have with sexual trafficking. So according to Martin County Sheriff Will Snyder, women were forced to live at the spa. Now, the team spokesperson said Kraft has denied the allegations. They say we categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. Now, you know, he's a happy boy because, you know, he won, you know, the Patriots won. And I believe he's dating actress and model Ricky Noel Lander. Apparently they have a birth, or he might have a child in 2017. I'm not sure. But then I guess Kraft denied being the father of the child, so I'm not really too sure what's going on there. Unfortunately, his wife had died of cancer back in 2011. And so, not really too sure who he's dating or whatever. But apparently in September, an undercover Vero Beach detective recorded several alleged crimes at one spa. In each instance, the masseuse allegedly offered sexual favors ranging from $200 for intercourse to $100 for oral sex or hands or whatever. Some prices were as low as $40. And so Vero Beach Police Chief David Curry said these girls are there all day long into the evening. They are not allowed to leave, and they have to perform these sex acts. Some of them may tell us they're okay, but they're not. We know that. Even though we may have charges on some of them, would rather them be victims. Meaning, you know, some of these people getting arrested for prostitution didn't want to be there to begin with. I mean, they were forced to do it. So the spa's owner, 58-year-old Hua Zhang, was arrested, charged with 26 counts of procuring prostitution. So, this, you know, Robert Kraft here, he bought the Patriots back in 1994 for $172 million. The franchise has been now to 10 Super Bowls, winning 6, most recently what just happened with the L.A. Rams. Apparently, he's worth $6.6 billion, according to Forbes.com. And I don't get that. I mean, why prostitution? I guess Pretty Woman got to explain that to us back in the 90s, where he preferred prostitutes because then no strings attached, and, you know, but I don't know. I don't know. Again, this is all alleged. But we'll keep you guys posted with that. But the sex trafficking is something that police are working 24/7 on, and it's just bigger than we think. Now, also in the news, I guess Donald Trump Jr. and his wife, Vanessa, have withdrawn divorce papers. This is just days before the couple was supposed to finalize their split. Now, we're not sure what's going on now, but court records obtained by Daily Mail reveal that Don Trump Jr. and his estranged wife both signed a stipulation of discontinuance. And now the case has been disposed. So they were supposed to finalize their split. They share custody of 5 children: Kai, Donald 3, Tristan, Spencer, and Chloe. So even though they ironed out all the arrangements, unsure why they decided to withdraw the case. So they'll keep you guys posted on that. It's always a shame when you have these, you know, when you have these, you know, very high profile divorces, you know, and the kids, yeah, have to deal with all the public scrutinizing and commenting and all that, you know, and the pictures of the kids are good looking kids, real good looking kids, but, you know, it's a shame. All right, then we have the whole Jussie Smollett empire saga. As you guys know, Jussie Smollett is one of the very talented actors on Empire. He plays the son Jamal, and great singer, great actor, but he allegedly staged an attack on himself, claiming that it was done by two white men who were Trump supporters. And so he has been arrested, and we are being told today that Empire has removed the final two episodes of the upcoming season of Fox's show. And apparently there's been a lot of pushback, and people pretty upset on the Empire, at the Empire team and staff. And you know, a lot of people have kind of weighed in on that, and it's unfortunately put the fight against racism and the progress against racism back multiple steps now. Cast members are being told are pretty furious and calling for him to be fired. Now, according to co-creators Lee Daniels and Brett Mahoney, they say the events of the past few weeks have been incredibly emotional for all of us. Jussie has been an important member of our Empire family for the past 5 years. We care about him deeply. While these allegations are very disturbing, we are placing our trust in the legal system as the process plays out. They say we are also aware of the effects of this process on the cast and crew members who work on our show, and to avoid further disruption on the set, we have decided to remove the role of Jamal from the final two episodes of the season. Now, the second half of that season is supposed to air March 13th. Now, what I think was really, really frustrating was how people jumped on Donald Trump. I mean, the second this story broke, people were viciously attacking the president, viciously attacking, you know, anybody they could, and you know, mind you, I get it was really emotional. You know, you have a Hollywood favorite that's attacked. I mean, you know, the country wants to combine. The country wants to, you know, we want to unite. But were they too quick to do that? Now you have these stars starting to remove their Instagram tweets and their social media posts that were, you know, kind of bringing the rain when it turns out that this was a hoax, allegedly. And so, you know, I wonder if everybody just needs to, you know, do the, you know, 24-hour rule, where when something happens, just everybody kind of, you know, take a breath, okay? Because, you know, now you have all these stars trying to now backpedal, going, okay, well, you know, I didn't mean to say that, or, you know, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, and, you know, or they're like, no, I'm going to double down, and I'm going to back them up. I am still going to stand by what I put out there. And I think a lot of us make that mistake of putting something out there a little too quickly. And so, and, you know, we have to remember that there are people out there that do stupid stuff. And if he did really, design this hoax to make Trump look bad, that's stupid. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, okay. Apparently, the opioid epidemic is equally distributed, from what we're finding out. And that many of the people that got affected were primarily back east. They say in a study of opioid deaths from 1999 to 2016, they found that opioid mortality is skyrocketing. That's according to Matthew King, postdoctoral research fellow at Stanford University's Center for Population Health Science. But when they looked at things a little bit closer, and this was published today in the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Network Open, they found that the mortality rate from synthetic opioids, so like fentanyl, you know, ones that we make in the labs, pharmaceutical industry, or in people's basements, in 28 states more than doubled every 2 years from 1999 to 2016. They say the District of Columbia saw the greatest increase in its opioid mortality rate, more than triple every year since 2013. So we're looking at man-made drugs like fentanyl as opposed to some semi-synthetic opioids like hydrocodone and oxycodone, and then you have the more natural opioids like codeine and morphine. Now, as you know, fentanyl is now the biggest culprit with our opioid deaths. It's about 50 times more powerful than heroin, 100 times more powerful than morphine, and just a quarter of a milligram can be deadly. For comparison, they say a standard low dose of aspirin is like 81 milligrams. So if you took like a standard aspirin, they say, according to CNN, a little baby aspirin, and you cut that up into 324 pieces, one little baby piece of that size in fentanyl would kill you. That's how strong, that's how nasty this is. But when you look at a map of how bad the opioid epidemic is, it is really wrought in the New England and more eastern states. So huge differences across the states. And Dr. King said, what we think is happening is that the heroin just continues to get more and more potent in the eastern U.S., whereas heroin in the western U.S. has traditionally been this brown tar heroin. It's much harder to lace with fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. Yeah, one of my friend's kids got into black tar heroin. Not brown, but black tar heroin. He almost looked like he was going to die. Scary, scary stuff. So at the national level, opioids were responsible for lowering our life expectancy. I mean, we were doing well. We were going deep into the 80s of our years, and now it really cut off about 0.36 years off because we have younger people dying, so it shifts it. We still have people living longer, as long as they don't do opioids, of course. And we have more people dying from these fentanyl-related and opioid-related deaths than those who get into car accidents or guns. They say New Hampshire and West Virginia saw the biggest drop in life expectancy of more than a year due to opioid deaths. Montana and Oregon were the only states to see a decline in opioid deaths from 1999 to 2016. Now, Oregon, legalized marijuana. I have to double check on that. Montana, it's gorgeous. It's God's country up there. Montana, maybe people are like, you know what, let's just go outside and hike. So according to the report, they say that the opioid epidemic has evolved a series of three intertwined distinct epidemic or waves based on the types of opioids associated with mortality. So from the 90s to 2010, there was a lot of the prescription painkillers. People overdosing on Lortab, Percocet, whatever. 2010 to present is when heroin started to get really heavy, so in the last 8 years. And then 2013 to present is when people got a hold of more fentanyl. Even though fentanyl's been around since the 90s or before that. So they looked at 351,000 opioid-related deaths over that 18-year period. They found that deaths from opioids increased 455%. Now, how old are these people that are dying? Well, get this. According to CNN, the men, on average, were dying at the age of 39.8. Women at the age of 43.5. So we're not talking 15, 16, 20-year-olds. We're talking about older people, and you don't really think that the older person sits there to get high. Which means this isn't always recreational highs. These may be people that are in real severe pain. and they are dependent on these medications, and they may accidentally mix it with a benzodiazepine like Xanax or with some alcohol. And then, lo and behold, they go to sleep and they die. And, you know, nobody's really dissecting out how many of these overdose deaths are actually suicides. Yo, that would scare the public. If these 351,000 deaths were accidental versus on purpose. Now, we don't know what happened to Prince. Sounded accidental, right? Because I guess he was in an elevator. We don't know what happened with Demi Lovato. Luckily, she survived. You know, so it sounds like a lot of these happen. People party too hard. But what about people that just wake up dead? Or they don't wake up, but, you know, family members go into the room and they find that they're asleep and dead. Did some people take a bunch and go to sleep and say, I'm done? You can't tell. Years ago, I was taking care of a lady whose daughter I wasn't taking care of had died. And, you know, I asked, you know, what happened? Oh, my gosh, what happened? They go, well, you know, they think it was OxyContin. OxyContin was a big thing, you know, years ago that people were overdosing from. And, but she was in her bed, comfortable, so I don't know if anybody knew whether she just ended it on her own or if she, you know, took too much. That's a problem. Now, one way to tell is you could look at the numbers. I mean, if one is an ungodly amount or they took a whole bottle. But, you know, nowadays with all the education you can get online, I mean, you can kind of figure out if 324th piece of an aspirin-sized fentanyl is enough to kill you. People may say, you know what, I'll take two then. You know what I mean? And so it's may not be as easy. And I'm sure a lot of, you know, CSI people can figure, you know things out really, really well. But, you know, many times it just doesn't even go that far. That opioids in the system, it just is counted as an opioid death. So then, if we are having many of these deaths due to suicide, well then, is anybody addressing the mental health crisis? Is anybody addressing why these people are suicidal? I mean, we are really going after doctors, left and right. Well, I would really like to see the distribution of the state laws with narcotics. I mean, New York especially was one of the first to have ERs only give you like no more than like 6 pills of a narcotic. But they look like they have higher levels of opioid-related issues than other parts of the country. Well, why? You know, I mean, what's working and what's not? But every time you hear somebody who died from an opioid-related death, you know, could they have been suicidal? We aren't really getting the numbers, and it's very blurred. And it's kind of scary because we don't want to, you know, think that one of our family members, you know, purposely killed themselves. But we also don't want to think that somebody accidentally took too much of a medicine. And again, what happens is once you take some and you're still not feeling right, you're a little cloudy, I really urge you guys to watch Wolf of Wall Street, not with the kids because it's a very, very, you know, rated R+ movie, but the scene where they take some Quaaludes and, they just weren't strong enough. And they're like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything either. Well, then maybe we need to take more. And then what happens is there's a delayed hit. And then, boom, they could have overdosed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.